Welcome to Lesson 62 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney.
And I'm Tony O'Rourke. And today we'll be learning a tune called the First Clan March of the O'Sullivans. Now, marches traditionally have a 2-4 time signature. This tune is one of a number of tunes designated as a march, but it carries a 6-8 time signature, and it's really played as a jig. Another tune which comes to mind is the Butcher's March. Quite often it's played as a normal jig as part of a set. I've got two versions of this tune in my collection, and both versions I'd highly recommend. The first version I have is by the flute player Catherine McAvoy on what I think is her first album, just titled Traditional Flute Music in the Sligo Roscommon Style. And she's a marvellous flute player. But the piano accompaniment on that is by Felix Dolan. And even after all these years of playing guitar at sessions and concerts and on recordings such as this one, I always take the time out to listen closely to accompanists such as Dolan. There's a lot you can learn about how to accompany music on the guitar, even by listening to people like him, even though they play a different instrument. He's a wonderful accompanist, arguably the most highly regarded accompanist in Irish music. The second version of this tune that I have is by that marvellous banjo player, Angelina Carberry, from her album On Tradition Bio, The Living Tradition. And again, wonderful music on that particular CD. This tune is fairly compact in the left hand, only going up to the high G on the first string. And of course, even though it's called a march, it should be treated as a jig without ornamentation. Although you may wish to go the whole way and just play it as a jig, in which case you'd have to include some ornamentation. I want to make a point about accompaniment for jigs. The basic form of accompaniment included throughout these podcasts is a crotchet bass note followed by a quaver strum of the chord. Now, there has been and will be in future podcasts some variations to this form, but the above is the standard form for these podcasts. It's essential to get your timing exactly right, because as I said to you, Jerry, if your timing's not exactly right, then it must be exactly wrong. I wrote an article and included a reference to an Offaly Boran player called Martin McHugh, where I said he has the rhythm of a steam train, that unrelenting solid beat. Not too loud, but certainly makes his presence felt. But to play music with such a musician is a joy. And my advice to anyone trying to accompany Irish music is to get your timing exact. And Martin's a fairly solid sort of lad, so I might add that fortunately Martin doesn't have the volume of a steam train.
Okay, and the chords in the tune are G, D, C and A minor, and you can go to www.irishguitarpod.com to buy the accompanying booklet for $9. The booklet contains the sheet music, tablature and chords for all of the tunes in this set of lessons.
Okay, and we'll see you all next week.
See you, Tony.